Kevin Munger is a JSO officer. He's been on the force for 13 years, and a highlight of his year is working the Jacksonville Fair.
It's, you know, I'll grab a sticker out of my pocket and walk up to one, and I'll just say, here, bud, or here, you know, sweetheart, I've got a sticker for you.
A silver junior police badge sticker for the kids.
I just tell them, you know, I've got a badge for you. It's just like mine. And, you know, you'd be a good boy or girl and you get to wear this just like me.
He's known as the fair officer. He offers himself up as a riding partner so kids don't have to go on the scary coasters alone. And he uses the time to talk to them. His story is one of those highlighted on the sheriff's office social media posts as a behind the badge story. So people can get to know the real him.
You know, it feels different. It's been a tough year and a half. Just the overall negativity that you hear out there towards the police. And, you know,
JSO spokeswoman Melissa Bujeda says the internet is a powerful tool. She says JSO used to focus more on posting about wanted criminals and crime.
We were only putting up what we were doing as officers rather than who we are.
So she started photographing her colleagues and interviewing them.
And we really wanted to humanize officers.
One officer holds a sign that says he used to be homeless. Another admits he used to have a mullet haircut. She says many are shy at first, but then they are happy to open up to the world.
I think police officers just want citizens to know that we are real. We are human beings. We have feelings. We want to help people. We want to protect the citizens of this awesome city that we live in.
Bujeda says other police departments have contacted her and they want to duplicate the campaign. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.